Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Erevin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah we learned that Rabbi Eliezer basically agrees that if you have an uninhabited area, the maximum amount that you could put a mechitza around it is 2 besa, a besa sign. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Eloi said, Shemati me Rabbi Eliezer, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that it could be much bigger than that. Vafilu ke beis kar. Could be up to a base car. Now, a car is 30 sa. So a base car is an area which 30 sa can be planted. That's 75,000 square amos. Is this shear more than the previous shear, more than a base asayim? And how? It's 15 times the size of the other sheet. And I heard two more things from Rabbi Eliezer. V'chein shemati, and we also heard from him, that anshei chatzir, if you have the people of a courtyard, sheshachach echad me, and one of them forgot, v'loy eirev, and he forgot to join the Aruve Chatzeres. Now, remember, you have a bunch of houses, let's say bungalows, surrounded by a mechitza. It's all fine and well. The mechitza was put up before Shabbos. It's great. It still doesn't work yet. Remember what you have to do? An Aruve Chatzeres. Everyone has to donate food, and it all belongs to the whole unit together. This is a special takonas chazal, so that you remember that this is a Rishus HaYachin, and you don't confuse this with a Rishus HaRab. Well, let's say there are 10 people living in this chatzer. One person forgot to participate in the Erev. So he asks on everybody. Now you're going to say, what's the problem? Let him do it now. Can't do it now. Why not? Eruv HaChatzeres has to be done before Shabbos. And it's already Shabbos, so it's too late. Oh, Yvek, you imagine this person feels? He forgot to join the Erev, and now no one can carry? Is there anything that he can do on Shabbos? And the answer is yes. There's something called Bittel Rishos. He's going to say, listen, Rabbi Sai, don't be upset, okay? I have an Eitzah. There's an Eitzah in Halacha. I give up my right to the courtyard. For the rest of Shabbos, I give up my right. So, if this was a courtyard of 10 people and one didn't participate in the Erev, there's a problem. But it's not a courtyard of 10 people, it's a courtyard of 9 people. I give up my right. Who am I now? Why am I here? I'm a guest. I'm a guest visiting others. And this Bittul Rishus could be done even on Shabbos. So now everyone who's like an owner in this chatzah was part of the Erev. What's the problem? Everyone can carry. Now, even though all he said explains about Tenura was that he's Mevatel his chelik in the courtyard, he didn't say anything about his house. But since he was Mevatel his chelik in the courtyard, he was also Mevatel the Rishus of his house. Even though he didn't say so beferish. And he's a total guest. I'm a guest over here. I don't have a house over here. I don't have a courtyard over here. I'm a guest by you. Okay, so what's the problem? There's no problem, but you have to know what the halacha is. The halacha is that under these circumstances, Beisai, his house, aser melahachnis umelahoytzi loy, would be aser for him, this person who was mevatel his rishus, the person who forgot to be part of the Erev. And later he was mevatel his rishus. He cannot take in or take out anything from his house. Not from the courtyard into his house, not from his house into the courtyard. Could he take things in and out from his friends' houses, from their houses into the courtyard? Yeah, any guest can. Tell me something, if you go to visit your friend in a bungalow colony, and you sit down to chazar over the Gemara Shabbos afternoon, and your friend says, can you run into the bungalow and get a Rambam? Of course you're allowed to. You can take things out from his bungalow to the courtyard. There's an Erev here, and a Ruvich Hatzeres was made. So what's the problem? How come we're not letting our friend over here take anything out of his own house? Well, the problem is that since he was mevatel the rishus of his house, by carrying things in and out of his house, it's as if he's making a statement, I am now taking control of my house. And if he's retaking control of his house, that means, wait a second, so you undid the bittel, you're no longer a guest over here. Look, you're going into your house, you're bringing things in, you're bringing things out, you're not a guest. And that's the problem with the bittel rishus. If you take things in and out of your own house, whether it's b'shayig or b'mezid, it's as if you undid the bittel and we're back to square one. You're not a guest. You're an owner. And you're an owner that didn't participate in the Erev. So basically, his house, aser, it's asim alahachnes umalahoytzi loy, for him to take things in or out of. Because then he's going to be as if he's recapturing his house. He's no longer a guest. He's making a statement. I'm being machziket. Avalahem Mutter, but they could carry in his house. They could take things in and out of his house. We're going to see later that the halacha is not like this. They can't take things in and out of his house either. It's not just that he can't take things in and out of his house. But as far as what Rabbi Loi heard from Rabbi Eliezer, he can't take things in and out of his house. They can't. Weiter, the third thing Rabbi Loi says he heard from Rabbi Eliezer is that sheyotzen, you can be yotze, that kravnen, that's a kind of a vegetable, but Pesach and Pesach, you can be yotze morar. What is a kravnen? The first pshat about tenura says it's a kind of vegetable. Its leaves look a little bit like a scorpion. That's why it's called a kravnen. Akrev is a scorpion. Vani shemati, and I heard, says the Batanura, that it's really like a vine that's around the date palm. In any event, Zakhtar Beloy, v'chazati al kol talmidav. I went around to all of Rabbi Eliezer's talmidim. I wanted to find someone that says the same thing that I heard, that he also heard that from Rabbi Eliezer. V'chazati al kol talmidav, went around to all of Rabbi Eliezer's talmidim, u'bekashti lichaver v'v'loy mitzasi. I couldn't find anyone. And indeed, the halacha is not like any of these three things. In regard to a gina or a karfeif, if it's more than a beis asayim, it does not work. In regard to the anshei chatzer, where one of them forgot and didn't participate in the erev, and he was mevatel his rishus, but he was not mevatel his house, the halacha is that the other people also can't carry in his house. Although they could carry from their houses into the courtyard. And as far as this kravnen is concerned, it's not considered marer, and a person is not yet says even Pesach with it. Okay, quickly chazring over, Rabbi Loi told us, he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, that if you have an uninhabited area, it's not limited to a base assignment, it can be even up to a base car. I heard that if the Anshei Chatzer realized, someone forgot to participate in the Erev, and that man was mevatel, the reshus of his Chatzer, as far as his house is concerned, he can't take anything in or out, but they can. He can take things in and out of their house. They can take things in and out of his house. It's just like he can't take anything in or out of his house, because then he's like retaking it. He's no longer a guest. He heard that you're yotze with this vegetable called a kravnen on Pesach, but he could not find anyone else that heard it. And the halacha is not like Rabbi Loi's version of Rabbi Eliezer in regard to any of these three things. You are limited to a beis asayim. If you have the anshei chatzer where one of them forgot it, did not make an eriv, and he was mevatel his rishus, but not his house, they too can't carry in and out of his house. And as far as a kravnen is concerned, it is not considered marer, and a person is not yotzei chayv and Pesach with it.